211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Olumpite mumu konko wamfa uwafita awe shatine nangu kamu.
What's up, this is Solomon Plate, aka the Dominion Boy, and you are listening to One Love Radio.
Up next, News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumbai Tailash.
The headlines.
World Vision signs MOU with National Assembly of Zambia. Zambia receives 100,000 containers of WHO pre-qualified artesunate 60 milligrams. In international headlines, Israeli forces kill 67 Palestinians seeking aid in northern Gaza. And in sports, the goalkeeper signs with Zesco after a long injury spell. And now the news in detail. World Vision has signed an MOU of partnership with the National Assembly of Zambia based on a common understanding of the well-being of children, including their nutrition, health, education and protection. Speaking during the MOU, World Vision Zambia Associate Director for Operations, Betty Mbewe Mwendo, says the partnership is rooted in shared commitment to the well-being of Zambia's children. Ms. Mwendo says the future of Zambia depends on its young generation, yet currently too many children face the challenges of malnutrition, poverty and preventable suffering. She says one in three Zambian children is stunted, a crisis that extends beyond health and into the very core of national development.
We believe that the future of Zambia depends on its young generation. Yet currently, too many children face the challenges of malnutrition, poverty and preventable suffering. One in three of Zambia's children is stunted, a crisis that extends beyond health into the very core of our national development. Ladies and gentlemen, World Vision has been working in Zambia since 1981. Our focus is on helping the most vulnerable children overcome poverty and experience the fullness of life. We are committed to supporting children from all backgrounds, even in those in most challenging and dangerous environments, guided by our Christian faith.
Meanwhile, National Assembly of Zambia acting clerk Loveness Mayaka says the MOU provides a strong foundation for the two institutions to work together, as it also represents a commitment to shared goals and objectives.
This partnership underscores our mutual dedication to addressing challenges, thereby enhancing service delivery. In this regard, the two institutions will foster cooperation by leveraging expertise and resources to achieve the desired outcomes in our various areas of operation. Ladies and gentlemen, as you are aware, when the national budget is presented, it is referred to parliamentary oversight committees for detailed scrutiny. This process requires different heads of expenditure to be scrutinized by relevant committees of the National Assembly, including areas of interest to World Vision Zambia.
ZAMSA Senior Manager Corporate Communications Bradley Chingowe says the shipment forms are part of a 31 million kwacha procurement contract, rather, aimed at strengthening the availability of essential anti-malaria commodities across the country. Mr. Chingowe says the latest delivery follows the successful receipt of an earlier package of 8,400 vials, bringing the total received so far to 108,400 containers.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, is pleased to announce to the general populace a significant milestone in the national fight against malaria with the arrival of a critical consignment of life-saving medication. On Friday last week, July the 18th, ZAMSA received 100,000 vials of WHO pre-qualified artesunate 60 milligrams, a cornerstone medicine in the treatment of severe malaria. This shipment forms part of a 31 million kwacha procurement contract aimed at strengthening the availability of essential anti-malaria commodities across the country.
NGOCC has expressed concern over the circulating alleged telephone recording involving two members of parliament, suggesting that a budget may have been allocated to support organizations backing the constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill of 2025, Bill No. 7. NGOCC chairperson Beauty Katere says has been alleged that NGOCC is among the institutions in the budget in which the institution has distanced itself from those unfounded and misleading allegations. Ms. Katere says on 2nd June 2025, NGOCC issued a public statement clearly rejecting Bill No. 7 based on the fact that the process leading to the bill's formulation lacked the minimum standards of inclusivity, transparency, broad-based consultations and democratic legitimacy, elements that are essential for any meaningful constitutional amendment process.
We have called this press conference to address a matter of grave concern that has come to our attention through a circulating alleged telephone recording involving two members of parliament. In this recording, one of the individuals suggests that a budget may have been allocated to support organizations backing the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill of 2025, popularly known as Bill No. 7, and further insinuates that NGOCC is among the organizations allegedly involved.
A concerned citizen has called on parents and guardians to train up their children in the way they should grow and not wait on the law and human rights as they are destroying children. Speaking on One Love Radio's Kickstart Breakfast Show, Mr. Bennett bemoans the moral degradation in the youths in the nation and has noted that the lack of discipline from guardians is the main cause. He has stated that children brought up in a godly manner cannot commit murder and other atrocities such as sexual misconduct.
Ama human rights kubantu abayiche yachiramo insambusha abana osho wabaphela kubuteko sha chilamo kwebati keti mwa control yabana ngawaranda kokumwana nechikutukwa uri muone chevasikana vatu vakopa queen yanko Jack mukarangana chema yakati mai akati chabi mumuto autukwe uni mwamona ni mukazi bonze fijangwe vienda so hivi charo chenda chionongwe kangoje na human rights ayemene bale tako ma please my parent musamverere charo mulungu anakamba punzisa mwana wako 1 Timothy chapter 3 na mwevi ikamba tingati muntu afuna ungara rida mucheche ayambirire kunyumba kwake komene acho kakusunga bwino va nyumba yake bana vake omene arandira vantu bwino bwino ndiye pia zaindo kachita shani kusogorera mupingo noti pa nyumba vantu zapunzi wankara bwino zapunzisa bwino bana vake zapunzisa bwanji bana vako cheche so
Rubis Energy Group has thanked government for its continued support in its mission to deliver accessible and high-quality energy solutions across the country. Speaking at the official launch of two filling stations in Lilai and PHI, Rubis Group Managing Director Olivia Max Abrea says the company affirms its promise to continue investing in Zambia while applauding government's efforts to foster a collaborative environment where energy sector players can thrive under clear regulatory guidance. Mr. Abrea has reaffirmed that the company aims to serve not just motorists but the surrounding community by creating jobs, supporting local suppliers, and ensuring safety, efficiency in every interaction.
We are very grateful for the support the government of Zambia is expressing to us for our mission to offer you accessible, reliable, and high quality energy solutions across Zambia, but also bring services closer to our customer prospects. Now, in return, I want to convey my assurance of our continuous investment in Zambia. I know that Zambia is making significant efforts in creating an enabling environment rooted in mutual collaboration in order for players in the energy sector to thrive and offer meaningful services and solutions.
In an exclusive exclusive interview, liquefied petroleum.